What's your name?
Annabelle Jones.
Annabelle who?
Annabelle Jones.
Jones?
That's right.
Where do you live?
I live over on Eastside.
What's your address?
Well, now you
How long have you lived there?
I've been there about 3 months.
And you don't know the house number?
I can't read, see, and I don't know numbers. And then let me see if I got it anywhere in my bag. That means I had to carry my bag so with me. And while I didn't think to bring it, you have it there. My daughter give it when she come out here that night. And she guessed at it, and she guessed at it. That's right. You have it somewhere on some of those papers.
I do, huh? Well, but you don't know it, huh?
It should be. It should be on this.
But you don't know it yourself.
I don't know it myself. No, sir, I don't know it. I don't know numbers.
You can't read?
Can't read.
How old are you?
I'm 50-something years old.
You never learned to read or never learned numbers?
Never did learn to read. White people raised me, and the lady was old and nervous, and she didn't learn people how to read and write in
where,
them days.
Where were you born?
I was born in Loman, Alabama.
Alabama. Now, what did you do on the bus that was wrong?
Well, a man was acting ugly on the bus over on Eastside, and he did follow me a piece downtown when he got off the bus at Folsom Prospect. Well, I was thinking that he was going to follow me on, and I never did check my knife up when I taken it.
You never did what?
I had my knife. See, I work nights, Judge. I work at Yawkin and Pleasant Valley. Well, I live on the Eastside. Well, I have to pass 3 or 4 miles of alleys. And then it's that dangerous to walk the street.
You mean on the east side of
the
alleys?
That's right. And then I carry my knife with me for protection. Then I
let me see your knife.
I didn't have it. His hand this day.
Did the police take it away from
he
you?
He taken away from his hand this day.
And
then
what?
He taken it, and it's in this jail, and I didn't get another one.
I see.
He take his private out what he should have covered up, and he pull it and skin it back and pull it and skin it back all the way to Prosper downtown. Well,
you mean on the bus?
Sure, he did it on the bus. It wasn't a whole lot of peoples on the bus, but it was a few peoples on there, and two or three ladies, excusing the men. And I was afraid to go and tell the bus driver because I was afraid that it would, you know, would get the bus driver into it to get him hurt, because them Eastside peoples are killing bus drivers too. And I didn't bother the bus driver, took my head and look out.
You mean this colored man stayed on the bus, came out here with the bus with you?
He didn't come out on Crying Hospital bus, but that's why I got upset and nervous, you see. I was thinking that he was going to follow me on, because he did follow me a piece downtown until
I
went.
But he wasn't on the bus with you.
He wasn't on this Crying Hospital bus, but I was afraid and upset and thinking that he would have caught this bus. I was watching for him at every bus stop.
What did you do? Why did you cause a disturbance on the bus? The man wasn't there.
Well, you see, Judge, I was, when I get ruined or get upset, my back hurts me. And I was just walking up and down the aisle. I told one of the white ladies I was sick. And she said, you want them to stop the bus? And I told her if I would be all right when I get to my job and get me some aspirins, and I would be all right. And I was just walking up and down the bus with the knife over them. That's why they picked me up.
Why'd you pick the knife up?
I kept the knife open, Judge, because if the man had got on the bus and bothered
me. But the man didn't get on the bus. He didn't get on the bus, so there was nobody there to be afraid of.
He didn't get on the Crying Hospital bus, but what I'm trying to tell you, I was upset and nervous and afraid that he would have got on the bus.
Why didn't you leave your knife where it belonged, not take the knife out on the bus where there's nobody there to threaten you?
Well, I just kept the knife with me, you see, so if he happened to get on there, that I could keep him back off of me, you see. Because I was looking at the man, the other people wasn't looking at him, how he was pulling his private and skinning his back and watching me. You see, when he first got on the bus, I was ready on there. He came back to the back seat and he said,
this was at 9 o'clock in the evening?
In the nighttime. I was coming to work.
And now, just a minute now. Let me ask you some questions. This man was on the bus with you from the east side, is that it?
That's right, that's right.
And at 9 o'clock, how many people were on the bus?
On the bus over on the east side. Well, it was about four or five.
Just four or five people?
That's right, it wasn't many on there.
And he had his privates. He had his privates.
Now you let me tell you, cause I was looking at the man. It was on a Monday night. I had bought my pass, and I was putting up my little change and putting my pass away back down on the back seat where I mostly sits all the time. So he got on the bus and he came back there and he sit across from me in the front of me so I could look at him. And I was just putting up my change and I putting away my things what I puts away when I get on the bus. Then he had his hand laying across his private, and he moved his hand. That was in Alderman's to make me look. So when I did look at his hand, so I saw a private riding up in his breeches, and I'm not a young woman, I'm an old woman. I know what he meant. So I said to myself, I reckon I had better move up to the front. So I moved a piece up, a few benches up to the front. So when I moved, he moved right across from me, and then he taken it out. And then he just come here pulling it and skinning it back and pulling it and skinning it back and rubbing it. And I'm looking out the window at him.
Well, how could you see if you're looking out the window, how could you see what he was doing?
Well, see, if you cross from a person close to him, you can see what they're doing.
So then what happened?
Then he did that slap until it got to Folsom Prospect downtown. Well, then he taken it and put it back in his britches when he got out of town. Then I wouldn't go the back way to get off the bus. I went and got off at the front. And he got off at the back. Well, I watched him. Then he stepped off of the bus most behind the lady at a drugstore down there at the Big Clock. And I kept watching him and see was he going to follow me. So he eased on up to the next jewelry store, but on that same side of the street, and stand behind my pole, peeping to see what way did I go. And I know he saw me talking to the policeman. See, I notified the policeman downtown. I always notify him when anybody bothers me when I'm working in nighttime. So they told me, and I described him to him the best I could, how he looked at him. They said they would be on the lookout for him. So I saw him rising up, looking down that way at me. So when I went on then to the square to catch my bus, then I was afraid all the time. I was watching for him all while I was waiting on my bus. Then after I got on the bus, I didn't ever shut my knife because I didn't know what bus, whether he would catch the bus or no. If he did it on one bus, I figured that he would have did it on another one. If anybody was nerve enough to do a thing like that on one bus, I figured that he would do it on another bus, and I never did shut my knife. Well, when I got sick, when my back come here to hurt me, that's what made them know I had the knife. I was walking up and down the aisle.
With the knife in your hand?
I had the knife in my hand, Judge, and the knife was open, and that's why they picked me up.
You can't do that.
Well?
You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that in public, to pick up the knife and have it in your hand and walk back and forth. People think who knows what you're going to do next? You're going to cut somebody up. That's not the right thing to do. And that man was not on the bus anymore.
He wasn't on that bus, but
all
I
right,
didn't know where.
Just a minute, never mind. Now, I don't want you to be doing this thing again, do you hear?
I understand.
Who's Rosetta Moore?
That's my daughter.
Your daughter.
She got me out that night.
Yeah. You should be fined $50 in costs and sent to jail. Carrying a knife open in your hand like that and walking up and down in a bus. It's awful. You're going to pay $10 in costs. I'm not going to put you to jail this time, but if you do it again, you're going to go away for a long time. Take her to the cashier. Yes, ma'am. You have a choice morsel there now.